Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of Lunchbox Losers. I am here, Doug.
Mickey.
And, Alicia. Yeah, our friend Alicia came in. She dropped in. She's going to give us some input because you are a resident Game of Thrones fan.
I have been watching since 2012 and reading since then, too.
Okay, yeah. So you know so I know the books. Mickey knows the show. You know both.
Mm-hmm.
That. Okay. So today we're going to start off with something that I talked about in the Doug Deep episode. We're going to talk about Facebook dating, and then we're also going to get into what show is going to be the next Game of Thrones, either for HBO or whatever other service. But let's start off with Facebook dating. General thoughts, Alicia, how'd you feel about it?
Well, I didn't know this was even going on. Mm. This was the first time I heard about it. I thought it was interesting. I feel like a lot of people would be on board with it, like not knowing the details and all, because a lot of people already have Facebook, so they would be inclined to already, you know, participate in this whole secret crush dating app.
Yeah.
I mean, I personally, I've never been too big into online dating. So for me, I feel like personally it's kind of weird, especially like you were saying, it's kind of shady, and I don't agree with that at all. Yeah, it's just, I definitely want to look into that more in the future and hear more about what's coming up for that.
Yeah. So Mickey, how do you feel about that?
To be honest, it doesn't really affect me. I don't use Facebook, and someone hacked mine and I got logged out about 2 years ago. But from the dating aspect, I mean, I use Bumble and Tinder. I have Tinder Gold, as you know. So
So you pay for it?
It was once.
But like, you have.
All right, so the only reason I have paid for it is because someone gifted me an iTunes gift card, and I don't know what to do with it. And I was like, hey, I'm kind of using Tinder. Let me just see what Gold is like for 1 month.
Because there's nothing else to buy on iTunes.
There is nothing. I pay for Spotify Premium. I'm not going to pay for Apple Music at this rate. That makes no sense. So I was like, why not just see what this is like?
What was the difference you saw? Like, what is it like compared to the free version?
So I get 5 super likes as opposed to 1, I think it's a day, right?
Yeah.
And then unlimited swipes. So I've liked every girl in Philadelphia, basically. as well as you could see who liked you. So I didn't realize that, which made it a lot easier because I had, believe it or not, even I had 30 matches like that I hadn't matched with, and it was easy to just go through them. Other than that, the rewind feature. So if you like swipe the wrong way, you could hit that rewind button.
Oh, that is useful.
And it brings it back. You're like, oh wait, about that. I changed my mind.
How much is it normally? Like 10 a month?
10 or 15, depending on what you get.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, like, so do you guys see there being like a paid tier almost like that for the Facebook one?
Well, microtransactions is the feature of the century.
Yeah.
So.
I think so, yeah. I mean, they'll find any way to profit.
I mean, it's Facebook.
Yeah.
Do you think that Facebook, I'm pretty sure the answer is yes, but like, I'm pretty sure they're going to put like ads on it. They're going to be like, oh yeah, here's this and here's that. And it's going to be like the most annoying thing in the world. Like, ads
like
on your
Tinder
dating site.
Tinder would still dominate whatever this app could be though.
Yeah.
Because Tinder's just already so big. Not a lot of people, not a lot of people, at least in our generation, use Facebook now. Like you said, you don't.
Yeah,
like use it to keep up with like moms from back home. Like.
Yeah.
But that's it.
The last time that I used Facebook the only time that I used Facebook in the last 5 years was when our friend was having a birthday party and the invitation for it was on Facebook.
I thought that was funny.
That was the only time I've used Facebook in a while was that time, and I haven't used it since.
I still get notifications from them, like text messages.
Yeah.
Like, hey, your friend's posted 187 notifications, and I was like, I don't
want to
get any of
them. See, and that's why
for birthdays, it's useful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's about it. But now Snapchat does that too sometimes.
Yeah.
They do a little
cake thing. Yeah.
Also, if it's your streak, they'll post it, like, wish so-and-so happy birthday.
Okay. Yeah. See, and that's why I feel that it's so weird. Like you said, you still get notifications, like your text and your email.
Yeah.
Because, like, a lot of us have a Facebook, we just don't use it. Like, I'm pretty sure a lot of people, they're going to get that. Because, like, I don't use it because I don't like them. I don't like the methods of like how they track like literally each and everything about you. But like, I'm pretty sure a lot of other people don't use Facebook because of that. And right when they get that notification in their email, hey, someone added you to their secret crush or their that list. It's going to get people to re-download that.
That's true.
Yeah, and then they can start tracking you once again. But,
Stephanie Sketch.
Not you?
You're going to stick with your Tinder Gold.
Yeah, you're going to stick with Tinder Gold.
I'd rather pay for a second month of Tinder Gold than use the Facebook dating app.
Okay.
That's my personal opinion.
Yeah.
Because, like, I see people from home. Like, I went home, actually, this weekend, and I was looking through the app, and I saw people from home. I was like, oh, super late.
But, yeah, okay, so I'll do a cut right here. All right, so getting into our next segment, let's talk about our Android phone of the week, the Asus Zenfone 6. And we talked about the OnePlus 7 Pro last week, where in order to get the full screen, no notch, no hole cut out punch, no nothing, no bezels, full screen is they made the front-facing camera motorized. So it was inside of the body of the phone. You click it to open it up, and to open up the camera, the front-facing camera pops out of the top. So this week, Asus, not too far behind, they announced their Zenfone 6, and now the other Zenfones are complete trash, except for the first and the second one, just because of the price. But this one actually seems like it's they're moving in the right direction, because for this camera, the way they achieve the all front glass display is that the camera rotates, so it has a back camera and it rotates forward to face you. And there's a lot of cool things that you can do with this, but the number one is that all of your selfies now have the full back camera. Like, imagine if you had like your full back, like the full back sensor as like your front facing camera, your selfie is gonna be phenomenal. It's gonna take Snapchat to the next level. And plus, like the camera is like ultra wide. It's wider than my Samsung. Mickey, you've seen how wide my Samsung gets. It's wider than that.
It's pretty wide.
It takes the shot to a whole nother level. But yeah, so all of that is on your front. You can get the pretty much like everybody in Philadelphia and
squad selfie.
Yeah, you can get like you just want all the entire population of Pennsylvania. Yo, selfie, let's get everybody in.
You don't need a long arm anymore.
Yeah. Just use this phone. So just based off of that, how do you guys feel about this and mechanical parts on the phones as a whole?
I think it's cool. It's different. I mean, would it convince me to switch from an iPhone to an Android for that? No. But okay. I'm 20, but I'm a 70-year-old man at heart. Like, I'm not good with technology, so I'm very happy with my iPhone.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's a cool feature. It seems like it's different.
How durable do you think this will be? How long until it breaks?
One drop.
One drop? So they actually tested out. So on OnePlus, like I said, it comes out of the top. This guy was actually testing that on his YouTube page. And he was throwing the phone onto the camera pop-out, and it wasn't breaking. The screen broke before the camera broke. Yeah, so
maybe
theirs was very
hard enough.
Yeah. So theirs was very durable, and I'm pretty sure, because like at one point he got to the point where it wouldn't come up anymore. I'm pretty sure what actually happened was the screen, because like the button, I'm pretty sure that button just stopped working under the screen and not the actual like camera itself. So theirs was very durable, OnePlus phone, but on this one it looks very, very fragile. But it does other cool things where, like, if you set it up on, like, a tripod and say, like, you want to do, like, a motion shot or whatever and whatnot, like, it'll keep you in frame. So, like, it will move around and track you.
That's interesting.
Yeah, or it'll track, like, some type of subject to keep it in frame without you actually having to, like, move the camera. So, like, rigs like that cost a good $100, $200 of, like, tracking based on where you are. So
how much is this phone worth?
So this phone, I believe, is coming out at $500 here in the U.S. So it's that sort of value range. Now that sort of raises the question, because Google released their Pixel 3a, which is $400. Plus, everyone now, Walmart and Best Buy, they're giving you a $100 gift card. So basically, the Google Pixel 3a is $300. So Google has their 3A phone with the phenomenal Google camera. Zenfone just released this phone with a pretty good camera at $500. And then OnePlus's camera is pretty damn good as well. So all of these phones are around, except for the OnePlus, which is about $700. All like the rest of the phones that are coming out now with really good cameras are about $500 and below. Would you buy a phone only for a camera, like a secondary camera, depending on the cost?
It's not an iPhone.
It's not,
Like, okay. I hate to say it, but like, I just...
No, I'm comfortable with an iPhone. As a secondary... You still have your iPhone, because both of you have iPhones. Would you buy a secondary phone literally to be a camera? Like, to take photos and everything like that?
You don't get it, because you're a phone... what do you even call it? You're a phone...
Enthusiast.
Yeah, that's one way to put addiction. Not a lot of people are phone enthusiasts.
Yeah.
Like, people are just one phone, like, that's all they need. It'd be cool, like, back in the day when you had, like, an iPod and iPhone, or, you know, a phone, then a small tablet.
Yeah, so say even if you're going on, like, vacation, because, like, people on vacation, they take their DSLR cameras. When you have a kid, like, I've noticed, when people have kids, they immediately purchase the DSLR camera, like, so they can take, like, very high-quality pictures of their kid. And they basically become, like, the kings of photography when they have a kid. So, like, say if they put, like, a whole DSLR camera on a phone, would you buy that phone just for the camera? Or, I guess, another question is, would you rather have a DSLR camera with a smartphone interface so you can easily upload and print out those pictures?
I mean, I definitely think about it.
Yeah.
It's not too expensive. I mean, it's literally half the price of the iPhone.
Yeah,
but again, I don't see,
because you don't take,
I don't see too many, like,
yeah,
I don't see myself using two smartphones.
Yeah,
yeah,
with or without a.
I'm not saying using the secondary phone as a phone.
Just for the camera.
If there was a phone with a camera that was DSLR, or there's a phone with a camera with DSLR capability, would you grab that?
I feel like people still like the idea of having an actual DSLR, though.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I feel.
Yeah.
Like, I love photography and stuff. Like, I don't think I would... You still have more control over over an actual camera, you know?
So, do you use DSLR?
Yeah.
So, would you want that to have more smartphone features in terms of, like... Like, if you could upload straight to Instagram from your DSLR camera?
I think I can upload. There's an app for my DSLR.
So it goes through your phone?
It goes through my phone. I upload it, save it to my camera, and then I'm able just to post it to Instagram. But it's not directly through Instagram.
Right.
That would be cool.
I wouldn't
buy this phone for $500 for that feature solely.
Because I feel like more and more phones right now, I ask that because, like, more and more phones are coming out right now that are literally just for the camera. Like, people argue that the Pixel 3a is like a phone that you get just for the Pixel camera, because the Pixel camera is one of, if not the best camera.
It is really good. I've seen it.
Yeah.
It's
and
really good.
Yeah, a lot of people are literally getting the 3a just for the camera features that it has. So, like, I asked that to see, like, maybe one day, because, like, I also, like, the DSLR interfaces are very old and very crappy. So DSLR manufacturers like Nikon, Sony, you know, those Hallmark, you know, camera companies, should they hire more smartphone engineers to actually make a really good interface for it, so that, like, you can do more on the camera without even having to pull out your phone?
I would love to do that.
I mean, that's just my wish list, because I want to start using more DSLR cameras for, like, everyone that I look at.
It'd be very convenient.
Yeah,
like,
it's more of a conveniency thing.
Right now, it's not too out of the way.
Yeah, because I know right now for, like, a lot of them, you have your SD card that you have to put in. And you have to take that out. A lot of these laptops
don't have one anymore.
Yeah, the Pro laptops no longer has SD card slots, so you have to get an adapter for your SD card slot, put that into your laptop or something else to plug it into your phone, and then with that, edit it and then upload it. If you could do at least uploading it straight from the camera, I think that would be pretty cool. But just give us more of that. Give us a Bluetooth transfer from there to your phone or something like that, like a little tap to transfer. Oh no. But so let's take a break for an ad and then we'll be right back. All right, so now we are going to get into Game of Thrones, because that's the hot new, or not new, it's kind of old. That's the hot thing that's right now. It's ending tonight, actually, recording this on Sunday. the 19th. So what do you guys like about it? Because all of us have a history in some way, shape, or form about Game of Thrones. What do you guys like about it?
There's no other show that has had me so invested in the characters.
Yeah.
Like, the way George R. R. Martin has built up these characters is crazy. Like, there's no way, there's no other show that has a character like Jaime, for example, who you would end up hating at first and then love him at the end.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about if people would love him after, like, the last few episodes, but in general, the last season he's had such, like, a big character arc, and it's been so interesting to see that happen. Just, like, the way that a lot of people are complaining about the writers of the show right now, which I think is justified, but you can't convert Game of Thrones books into a show and not cut out so much detail.
Yeah.
There's just too much detail. I feel like they're getting a little too much hate for that because people don't understand how extensive the books are.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
I like it for the number of main characters that they've had. Like, they can find a way to focus every episode around someone else, and the way they do that is just... The way they do that is just very interesting to me. Like, the way they had Ned Stark be, like, the main character of season one, and then they just end it, like, that's it. He's done. He's dead.
Also, spoilers for Game of Thrones.
Oh,
up to this point.
If you haven't seen season one, that's not on me.
Up to this point.
That's not on me. That's, like, yeah. But other than that, it's a very... It, like you were saying, it gets you very invested. Every episode's like a, it feels like a marathon. Like, you're just in it from start to finish, and it has me so engrossed.
Yeah.
And I enjoy that. I don't know what it is specifically, but it's, I guess it would be the writing, because of the way George R. R. Martin did it.
No other show is going to have you root for incest.
Depending on where you're from, I feel like.
Well, hold on. There was actually this show, the Bodyguard, where the main actor, this is...
Richard Madden.
Yes! So he says...
I've seen it, but...
So he says, ma'am, really weird, because, like, he's Scottish, so he says, ma'am, like, almost like mom. So some American viewers thought, when it hit Netflix, of course, when it was in the UK, no one cared, because it was, I think it was like airing on BBC... No, everyone heard our mom, and they were like, oh, okay, he's meaning to say man. Some people in the United States thought that he was protecting his ma'am or whatever. He was saying, he would say, yes, ma'am, but he would say, yes, mom. Some people thought that when he was saying that, that the lady that he was protecting was mom, was his mother. And that was a really cool twist to, like, a bodyguard whose job it is to protect their mother. Everyone thought, yo, okay, that's a really cool twist. And then later on in the show, spoilers for the show, they start getting romantic. And those American viewers were like, hold on, wait, what? But it was just because of his accent. But little thing. and there were, like, headlines about this for a while, that, like, people thought that this show on Netflix had incest in it. But yeah, I mean, like you said, that's off like that, but, like, no show has ever really, like, captivated people like that. And I think there are a lot of shows that probably could or have in the past. It's just that...
Like, what show would you think?
Not necessarily, like, Game of Thrones style, but, like, there's a lot of shows where people care about, like, a lot of characters at one time, and they do juggle a lot of characters at once. Shows like Prison Break, like, that was a show that was on 10 or so years ago. It had, I watched, they have Wentworth Miller in it, and Dominic Purcell, and it was basically about one guy breaking out his brother from prison, and that was the first season. Then it went on for, I think it was like 5 seasons, when it really should have ended after the first. But it went on for 5 seasons, and people still watch, even though the quality took a nosedive. They even brought it back here recently for a reboot, and people still watch. And I think that's just because, like, the characters in the show, like, everyone cared about, like, every single character. There was about, like, 7-ish main characters in the show, and, like, you cared for, like, each and every one of them, even though all of them were complete dickheads except for the main character. You still cared for everyone. Even though, like, the weirdo murder guy Like this dude, his name is Teabag. His literal name is Teabag. And you care for Teabag. You want to see Teabag succeed sometimes. Sometimes you want to see him die. Sometimes you want to see him win. But
Game of Thrones has had like a shit ton of main characters, though. Like, I can't even think like an estimate because there's just so many.
Yeah.
And I argue like Walking Dead is kind of like was like that.
Well, Walking
Dead. And then Walking Dead.
No, no, no. Walking Dead was always bad. No,
but you're still attached to the characters. Oh yeah. First, I would say.
Yeah.
The first couple of seasons were all right.
Yeah.
And then I got up to like I can't even remember, I think
I
six
saw
or seven.
Dying.
And then what?
Lee dying. That's when I stopped. Spoilers.
Okay. Oh yeah. We're spoiling everything. Anything we talk about, we're spoiling it.
Yeah. Speaking of which, Endgame.
Tony Stark dies, but
I haven't seen it. No, I have no idea. I've already had
it. It was a joke. Yeah.
But no. So like, I think okay. I don't. Do you watch anime at all?
I've seen some.
Okay, so on the anime front, My Hero Academia is like the hot one right now, with like so many characters. Because
what's it called?
My Hero Academia. This show has 20 or so, like, it has its one or two, like, main characters, but it follows, like, 20 or so kids, and each one of them are different, and they keep introducing new characters in, like, almost, like, every episode after the first, or in the second season. Like, there's more characters. There's a whole nother class that they introduce. There's other heroes and everything like that. But, like, there's a crap ton of characters. There's an association of villains. And there's characters in each one that are all developed very well. And plus, they just did their movie, which was really good. But, like, there's so many characters, and, like, all of them are really fleshed out really well. And the story is pretty good. That, like, I feel like that's another show kind of like Game of Thrones. It's just that it's really big in the anime department. So, big in Japan and Asian countries. And then in African-American and other cultures here in America. But, like... Not too many people watch, you know, animes. Check out My Hero Academia if you like anime. It's really good. But it does have that, like, stark number of characters. But, like, I feel like the thing that, like, sets it apart is that in Game of Thrones, you always have the fear of someone dying. Of, like, that character that you really like just being gone the next episode.
You always expect the unexpected.
Yeah. Like, I was watching the last episode, and at multiple times, I just thought that Arya was just going to, like, croak. I was like, yo, she ain't gonna make
it out
of this.
We were watching that together.
Yeah.
I had my hand over my heart.
Yeah.
Like, oh, peeking through my like fingers.
Yeah, episode 5, right? Was that the most
recent
one?
Yes.
Yeah.
One of our friends literally like screamed. spoiler alert for this season, up until episode 5, when the clock tower fell and Arya was like in the way, she literally screamed.
I was like.
Oh, no. I was like, no. Come on. She can't live through all of this and die by, like, a random building. Like, that would be such a shitty way to end that character.
Yeah, I thought that, like, it's just
she's,
that.
I mean...
She killed, and I knew she wasn't going to die because, like, she was the one that, like, killed the Night King. So, like, of course, they're not just going to have her die in the next episode because, for one, her killing the Night King was... terrible decision, in my opinion.
It doesn't follow the book. Like, it doesn't make sense. Like, the prophecies or whatever that they introduced in the book and in the show, it doesn't carry through the show.
Yeah.
I don't know about the book, because the book hasn't released yet.
Yeah. But, like, there's so much history in the books that, like, they could still draw from. And I think that we're going to talk about, like, the spinoffs that they're planning on doing, but there's so much. There's so much that they left out.
Well, yeah, I mean... I've seen the books are thick as hell.
Yeah.
Thick.
They have to leave out stuff, but then the problem is that they're playing things from the book and they're not carrying that out in the show.
Yeah.
So then what's the point of introducing these like subplot parts if they're not gonna go back to it in the future? So it confuses the viewers.
Because that's the thing with comic book movies as well, because like there's decades upon decades of comic book source material, and like they will like tease something in like one movie, like with the master in like the Hulk with I forget who was the Hulk off the top of my head in the first Hulk movie, but like the master in that movie, they teased one of the villains, which was basically like just this really big headed smart guy who like, yeah, he was like the Hulk, but like instead of like all of like the anger like or the gamma radiation like giving him strength, it gave him like mind power. He was like super smart.
I'm trying to think of the
Megamind. Think of Megamind but green. Like they set that up and it just didn't like go anywhere.
I'd watch it.
There's like a few things that they've set up that just didn't go anywhere out of the 11 years of Marvel.
I mean, going back to Game of Thrones, I am like excited. They're gonna do prequels, right? Like they're gonna do.
Yeah, like I said, we'll talk about that with the next thing when we go into like what's gonna be the next Game of Thrones.
Right.
Are you excited for tonight? Because there's a lot of backlash online with people saying that they're just done with the show. They're glad it's done.
Oh yeah, I've seen. There's literally articles out there saying, here's why you shouldn't watch the season finale of Game of Thrones.
You heard about the petition online to
redo
the entire season, and it has like a million signatures, which is insane. I was not expecting that to blow up as much as it did. And obviously, like, the people know it's not going to happen, but...
Well...
It's awkward.
Hopefully.
Yeah. I feel like they should have waited for this last season. Like,
it's been 2 years, bro.
I
feel like they should have waited for... I know George is taking his time on this book. If they could have waited until that book dropped...
Well, he told the producers at the very beginning of the series that he would have had the series... His book
series done
before they ended the show, so they would still have content to write off of. Yeah. And then George R. R. Martin.
Yeah.
So he took forever.
He's the king.
It's taking forever. He's going to die before the books come out. Like, I'm going to cry.
But, like, if the show took
ending,
a...
So.
If the show took a little hiatus, I wouldn't have been mad. Like...
But
the like
2 years,
the
I thought
2 years
was, like,
is a hiatus.
No. There have been pieces of media that have gone on hiatuses for way longer than that.
Right, but when it's such a like highly watched show. Like, it's so popular. That
but the hiatus makes it hype, even more hype.
I guess that's true.
Yeah, they literally could have taken like a 5-year hiatus.
But I thought 2 years was enough, honestly. Like
you
to
would've,
write
you would've
it
thought,
all.
Yeah.
Apparently. Yeah. I mean, apparently it's not.
Yeah.
But hold on, it was it 2 years from like. The
last episode.
Oh, okay.
Well,
like,
no, it might have been more because they.
I think it was more.
Because they obviously when they
the production,
right? When they have the last episode out there and aired, it wasn't done recording the day before. You know, it was done.
Yeah, of course.
In advance.
That's what I'm saying.
So
like,
they probably had from whenever that was, which was at least 2 years.
Yeah. Well, and then up to when they started this, so probably was 2 years, but like. They literally could have...
Point being, it should be better. We deserve better.
Yeah, it should have been better. It should have been longer for sure. I think... Oh, yeah, all right. It's 6 episodes long, then. Was 6 episodes long?
I mean, at this pace, we'll see what happens tonight.
I thought that episode 4 should have been, like, 3 episodes.
Which one? The,
Just the whole... That whole battle. That should have been, like...
That was... So hyped online, they're like, "Oh, we just filmed the scene that took 55 days to record."
Yeah,
it's the biggest battle scene of the entire movie, and then they shot it in the pitch black. Like, what was the point? You shot something we couldn't even see.
Yeah.
So what was the point of that?
Yeah.
Like,
it was still like I thought it was still well done, like cinematically and all, but I was expecting more.
Were you sweating for an hour and a half?
I was.
Because like we came off the end of Endgame.
Because
we had just watched Endgame.
I was talking to someone that watched the battle
of Winterfell before they saw Endgame, and they said they really liked the Battle of Winterfell.
Yeah.
And I think, again, seeing Endgame definitely had a part to play in it.
Yeah, because I, like, from episode one, you've heard of, like, this, that battle was, like, being... hyped literally since episode or not necessarily episode one, but like at least
no, just about
yeah, most definitely episode 2. But like that battle
episode 1 is called Winter's Coming,
yeah,
So yeah, since episode one.
Yeah.
Also, all the actors were hyping it up.
Too. Yeah.
Like on Instagram and stuff, I saw.
Yeah,
all
like
things.
Sophie Turner was
exactly.
like,
"Yeah, she's like,
you're not ready."
No.
And then
I
watched the episode and I was like,
"Not ready for what?"
Was there?
What, did it happen?
Brienne should have 100%
Sam Charlie should have died.
Yeah.
Bro, if we're
There's
being
no
honest.
Ghost. Like, I hated how... I was so mad about Ghost. I'm one of those people. He should have been pet or killed. it didn't make any sense for him to be alive.
They sent him out, and he just did not return. And it was like... that sucks. And then the next episode, he's like, oh, I'm here with, like, 5 scratches. Like, no. What? So you were just being a dick for the whole episode.
Yeah. Alright, so it's coming to an end tonight. So
thank God. I'm sorry. Like, I hate to be like that. I hate to be a hater like that.
Yeah. Well, it's almost like, cause like,
it was so hyped. It was so hyped.
Yeah.
Like, Sophie Turner, you saw the episode. Fuck you.
So what do you think is also, hold on, wait, she saw the episode, but do you think it was one of those, like, they, what if they have a lot on the chopping block? Because you know, remember how they've probably shot, like, so much of that. Because you remember how they said that they're shooting, like, 5 different endings or whatever, so that it wouldn't get
Show
spoiled.
Us all fucking five.
Yeah, give me all of those.
Show me all five. I hope they do that tonight.
If they do, like, alternate dimensions, here's, like, all of the endings that could, it released that on DVD.
The time stone just pops out of nowhere.
But yeah, so it's ending, tonight. So what's going to fill that void for everyone? That's the big question of like, what's the next day? Is it,
if Arya kills Dany?
What?
If Arya kills Dany, that's, oh, I thought you were going to say what's the perfect ending.
No, I'm saying what's even if you get the perfect ending, what's going to be next, like on most people's watch list? So I have a list of a few shows.
Breaking Bad Part 2.
Is that real? I didn't watch Breaking Bad, and I don't know.
Oh, missing out. Breaking Bad was fucking
Wait,
phenomenal.
You've never seen Breaking Bad?
I never watched Breaking Bad.
You know what's his name? Walter White Jr. is coming to Drexel tomorrow.
Is he really?
Yeah, yeah. I think you can still sign up. I signed up. I'm going to go see. He's doing like a Q&A panel, so that's going
to
be fun.
Oh,
yeah.
That's what that was.
Yeah,
I saw the email about Breaking Bad star comes to Drexel.
But Breaking Bad was
I didn't realize,
the last
come
show,
on, out of
I
the whole cast.
That was the last show that I feel like people were really hyped about.
Yeah.
At least in
we
my
had,
opinion.
Like, Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad's
Mad
worth
Man.
It's worth a no, Breaking Bad is worth a watch over Mad Men and IMO.
Okay.
Do you like meth?
What?
Do you like meth?
For legal purposes, this is a joke.
Yeah.
Yes, I love meth.
Do you like cooking? I know that.
Yeah,
I
love
that answer. Do you like fried chicken?
Yeah. So watch Breaking Bad?
Watch Breaking Bad.
Okay. I literally watched an episode of Better Call Saul, and I was like, oh, I like this. I've seen more of Better Call Saul than I have of Breaking Bad.
So I guess Better Call Saul is the equivalent of what we're getting after Game of Thrones.
Yeah. So
I heard Breaking, or that was still good, what's it called? Better Call Saul?
Yeah, I heard it was still good.
I never watched it, I've only seen Breaking
No,
Bad,
same. I think I saw like an episode or two, and I was like, okay, this has potential.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking the same thing with Fear of the Walking Dead. And then I was like, this has potential, and I watched the second episode, and said, this is fucking garbage. It was that quick.
I don't know how.
I saved myself X amount of hours. I don't even know. Is it still on? Does anyone care?
No.
I was surprised they got a second season. Because, like, I stopped watching...
They got a second season.
I stopped watching halfway
Good
after
for
the
them.
First
I don't know.
Episode of Fear the Walking Dead. I stopped first way through. I was like, oh, crap, this is going to be awful. This is not going to go anywhere. And then, like, it was, like, a year later. It was, like, Fear the Walking Dead season 2. I said, what the hell? What? This is still on?
Only because they were so successful with Walking Dead, I think.
Probably.
It was a successful show. You have to give it credit where credit's
due. See, Walking Dead was literally the meme. Walking Dead and Fear of the Walking Dead. It's like, don't talk to me or my son ever again. Like, that is that meme. Because Walking Dead was probably the only thing keeping Fear of the Walking Dead alive. If Fear of the Walking Dead came out before Walking Dead, I'm pretty sure Walking Dead would not catch at all.
Yeah. I think another reason it was semi-popular is because it aired when Walking Dead didn't.
Yeah.
It aired for that hiatus from, like, around mid to late April, whenever Walking Dead ended, to like September.
Yeah, I thought I heard it overlapped just a little bit.
Probably like a week or so.
Yeah. So yeah, I have a list here of shows that are going to be coming out from different publishers, from different, you know, outlets of media. And we're going to talk, we're going to see if this is going to be the next Game of Thrones. So let's start with HBO themselves. They're coming out with 3 Game of Thrones spinoffs.
And I will be watching all of them.
You'll watch all of them.
Of
all
course,
right.
Yeah.
You have to at least give it a shot.
No, yeah. Like, what do you think they'll be about, though? Because, like, there's almost nothing.
One of them is Robert's Rebellion, yeah. That's what I heard. I don't know if that's been confirmed.
I've heard that a lot.
Yeah, okay.
So probably Robert's Rebellion will be one of them. That might even be the name of the series. Seriously.
Yeah.
It'd be a good name, too, Robert's Rebellion. I'd be like, fuck yeah. I'd another one might be...
Aegon's Conquest, maybe?
That.
Okay.
Third one, not sure.
The First Winter, I don't know.
First Winter. Honestly, yeah. Like, with the little green people, what's it called?
I totally forgot. Yes. I totally forgot. Oh my god, it's been so long since I've read a Game of Thrones.
I watched my Game of Thrones.
I'm sorry. But yeah, so they're coming out with those 3. And then HBO is also coming out with a show. Now, this one actually even has a trailer. It's later this year. His Dark Materials. It's... Do you guys remember that movie / book, The Golden Compass?
I heard of it, and I never...
You never watched it?
The movie was bad. I read the books when I was younger. I think I liked the books.
So I didn't read the books. I'm just going off of the movie.
It
had Daniel Craig in it.
They had all these amazing actors and actresses, but, like, they did not pull it off at all.
So they're bringing it back. They're rebooting it as a TV series. Daphne King is going to lead it. She's from Logan. She was the kid. Yeah. She was the kid Wolverine in Logan. Then we're going to have James McAvoy in some capacity. And some of the episodes, we're not sure on how many, but some of the episodes are actually directed by Tom Hooper, who did Les Mis and The King's Speech.
So, Les Mis was really good.
Yeah.
That was another long one that kind of kept you activated the whole time.
Yeah. So I'm super excited for this show. Because, like, the movie had potential. It just felt flat.
Yeah, it was not good at
the
all.
The CGI bear. You remember the CGI bear?
I thought it was going to be sort of like the next Narnia. Yeah. Like, good, kind of like the first movie. It was not.
Yeah. So that's pretty much like, because HBO, I'm pretty sure they're gearing up for the new...
The drone.
Or the that, and then they're also, well, I'm pretty sure this is what they're hoping will fill that drought when people watch this. And then the 3 prequels, or 3 whatever, spinoffs for Game of Thrones. But that's pretty much it from HBO. Like, they don't have too much in terms of, like, big fantasy. So I'm pretty sure they do have to...
No, they also have the Watchmen spinoff.
I'm very excited.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah.
I don't know how that's going to find. Yeah, I was wondering when you
were... We talked about that in the last episode, too.
So we're covered, but, like, shame on you.
I'm sorry.
If I had to say anything was going to fill the void, I don't know when the Game of Thrones spinoffs are coming out. I'd say that one is going to fill the void.
Or The Boys. We'll get into The Boys. I had that on my list. But,
Not LeBron the Hat.
Yeah. So let's talk about The Watchmen.
Spinoff.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a second. Like, just for
okay, so what we saw was basically it's the guy with the mask.
Rorschach.
Yeah, that guy.
Have you seen the movie?
I have. I really liked it. I actually just recently saw it this year.
Yeah, we watched it. Mm-hmm. What was it? January, February?
Yeah, it was very recent. But, because, like, I was a huge fan of, like, the comics. I'm still watching the comic, or I'm still reading the comic books. I guess watching them too. right now, they're doing, like, their big crossover thing with DC Comics. So, they're in the same universe, or they're in the same multiverse now as the DC universe, which is kind of cool to think that on the HBO show, we might get a cameo from, like, a DC character. So, like, if the Flash pops up for one episode, tell me you're not going to be fucking ecstatic.
Spider-Man mentions multiverses, and then they're like,
I feel like...
Convenient timing. With
the multiverse? No. They've done this in the comics for a bit now. This has been going on for about a year. Batman found the comedian's button. I think that was like a year and a half ago in that comic book. But like it's been in for a while. The Watchmen have been owned by DC, so I mean that's kind of exciting. But like
it
I
hope it doesn't.
Yeah,
I like the trailer.
So you don't want any DC influence on the show?
No.
How do you feel? Do you want like Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, The Flash?
See, I don't read the comics. So yeah. From an outside, I don't know anything.
But from the movies, Henry Cavill to like pop up in an episode?
No, I feel like it's gonna ruin it. Oh my god.
You don't want Will Smith? Oh, so what are we? Some type
okay.
of Suicide Squad?
Okay, like, if Will Smith rolled up, I'd be like, okay.
So what are we? Some type of Watchmen?
That's it. That's all there
is. That's all he says is at the end. He's like, so what are we? Some type of Watchmen?
I'd be like, yes. Okay, nice.
And then
he's just not in the series ever again. I'd be so happy with that.
All right, so...
That's my ideal world.
Yeah. So moving on from HBO, Disney... they have The Mandalorian, which kind of has the similar style of like, it's a space fantasy, the Star Wars. So it's based in the Star Wars universe. It's called The Mandalorian. It has Pedro Pascal. Did you guys see Kingsman, the second one?
I have not.
No.
Is Pedro Pascal in Kingsman?
Yeah. Oh, so he's also from Game of Thrones as well. But he was Whiskey in Kingsman.
My bad. I have seen the second Kingsman.
Yeah,
I'm stupid. Sorry.
So he's going to be the star of this. And apparently an episode or two is directed by Taika Waititi, who did Thor Ragnarok, the good one. The good Thor. Yeah. So I'm very...
That's for debate.
That's very... What?
I felt Thor Ragnarok?
I fell asleep four times watching that movie. Not once. Not twice. Three times in theaters. And then we put it on during dinner one day at home, and I fell asleep at the dinner table. I didn't think that was possible.
I just
there's like a spell or something in it when he's spinning around in the opening 5 minutes.
Yeah,
that's it.
That just puts you asleep
until the credits. It's crazy. I woke up and I was like, spoiler alert! How did he lose his eye? I was like, I thought that spoiled for me. That was the first time I saw it. I literally woke up to him not having an eye, and I was like. I clearly missed.
Have you still not seen it through and through?
I might not have. It doesn't matter at this point because I saw Endgame. So.
Yeah. So out of the three Thors, it was one of the best. People will put it like.
I haven't seen the second one actually.
It's some people put it at like one of the best Marvel movies ever. I wouldn't.
No.
I wouldn't say it's the best.
Or
one of the best.
Yeah,
but I still didn't.
Endgame takes number
it was
one.
Entertaining.
Shut up.
Yeah.
No,
I still need
not.
To see it. I can't believe
no.
I didn't see that.
What do you think takes number one?
Number one? Marvel. Infinity War is way better than Endgame for one. The entirety of Captain America, not Captain Marvel, I'm sorry.
Captain Marvel. Captain Marvel was like...
The Captain Marvel movie was mid-tier. Her in Infinity War, or in Endgame. Oh my god. Anyway.
She got knocked out of that movie. It's like... Like a sandwich.
The entire Captain America trilogy is better.
It is really good. I'll give you that.
The first
Endgame was so.
The first Iron Man was better than Endgame. In terms of story and what it was setting up.
I love the first Iron Man. I think that would be my favorite.
No, I mean you're not wrong. That is an amazing.
I'll watch
that
Doctor
is an
Strange.
Amazing one.
Doctor Strange for me was better. I know it's hit or miss for a lot
better
of people.
Better than Iron Man or better than
Endgame? No, better than Endgame.
Really?
There was a
it
lot
wasn't,
of movies
it wasn't,
better than Endgame.
All right.
No, from a story. Now, in terms of what it did...
Overall. Like, the way it made you feel and the for...
No, still.
For the running time of 3 hours.
Still.
I know you were saying right after we left that there was stuff that could have been cut out.
No, but, like, while I was watching it, I was like, huh. I had a hell of a time watching Infinity War. Because, first of all, the movie was hilarious as hell. It had a lot of quotable moments, but then it also had, like, a lot of, like surprising moments. Like, there was a lot of curveballs in Infinity War.
And you're telling me Endgame didn't have any of that?
No. Endgame was the most predictable movie that I've seen from Marvel.
Bro, there was one scene, and I'm guaranteeing you, unless you read all the comics.
What, Captain America picking up the shield? I am sorry.
Honestly, I'm or, no, kind of over
shield. You said the shield.
I know. So I don't care about spoilers.
You didn't spoil. So you don't care about spoilers.
I don't.
So let's get into this. So Captain America picking up the
Thor's hammer.
Yeah, he picks up Thor's hammer.
He not only does he pick it up, he wields it.
First of all, that was that was literally
why?
Because he can.
He's worthy.
He's worthy.
Okay.
Yeah. Would you ever see that coming?
Literally, they hinted at it in the second one.
Because he moved it an inch. And
okay.
When Thor was like, "Yeah, no, I get that, but like."
I knew it was gonna. Everyone knew it was gonna happen. It was literally an
inch. Did you know it was gonna happen?
I didn't, but I also don't remember like the part.
The second one.
Yeah.
I remember that part.
Yeah.
I remember that part where he literally. You remember where everyone was trying to lift it, and Iron Man even had like his glove on. And he, like, tried to pick it up and move it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Captain America goes for it, and he literally, like, nudges it.
So they
did. And Thor, Thor was, like, shook. Thor was like, huh?
And plus the scene itself, it was like, oh, yeah, Captain America's gonna come around there. Because Thor has, for this entire battle, has held both. But now he only has Stormbreaker. Of course he's gonna pick up Mjolnir. I was like, of course it's gonna happen. I didn't know it was gonna happen. I didn't know it was gonna happen at like the magnitude, and it was gonna be as epic. But like, it was predictable. Everyone knew Iron Man was gonna die.
I knew that, and
yeah,
I haven't seen it.
people called that Captain America was gonna get old. I knew that Captain America wasn't gonna die. He was just gonna get old. And that Falcon was gonna.
I saw
die.
That online. Yeah.
Falcon was gonna be the next Captain America. Like almost every single surprise.
No, because we don't all read the comics. Some of us are just.
But no, but what I'm saying is, even if you don't read the comics, it was a very predictable move. It was the fact of when you're watching the scenes, when you're going from scene to scene, like, you know what's going to happen in the next part of that scene. Everything is so predictable. Literally everything.
Do you think the movies do the comics justice?
No. I think the movies take liberties from the comics where they need to in order to keep. Because, like, the Marvel Cinematic Universe is way more grounded than the comic universe. And I think that they take liberties on making it grounded where they should.
What do you give Endgame out of 10?
Out of 10? For pure story, pure visual effects. As a movie as itself. See, that's the thing. Infinity War, even if you haven't seen all of the past Marvel movies, you can go into Infinity War. That's a solid, like, 7 or 8 for a lot of people. That's a solid 7 or 8, Infinity War.
I'd give it higher than that.
No, you gotta be realistic. Out of, like, 5 being, like, a midpoint of, like, watchable.
5 as well.
I would give it, like, a 7.
Yeah.
I would agree.
Yeah.
But I'm also not obsessed with the whole Marvel universe anymore.
See, that's what I'm saying. If you
go honestly, the hype of it all killed it for me.
Yeah. If you go into Infinity War as a movie alone, 7 or 8. Endgame, I think it goes down to about a 5.
5, wow.
It was very... Or 6. 6. 6.
Even
6.
Then.
6.
Okay.
Because it was very watchable.
I'd say on that scale, I'd give Endgame a 7. 7.5.
And then you'll give Infinity War...
An 8.
Okay.
Fair.
Okay.
First Iron Man would be 8.5.
It's an 8.5. One bite. Everybody knows... One watch. Everyone knows the rules.
One scene. Everyone knows the rules.
So yeah, we got way off topic. But The Mandalorian. So going back to Disney's The Mandalorian, it's a spinoff of like these two Star Wars characters, Jango and Boba Fett. I'm pretty sure even if you haven't watched Star Wars, you'll know the helmets if you saw them. It's shaping up to be a pretty decent show, and apparently it's going to be pretty damn graphic. It's going to be made for the older audience of Star Wars, which, you know, falls in line with like those Star Wars fans who also watch Game of Thrones, you know, go to The Mandalorian, and it should be airing along with Disney Plus.
Is this the one that D&D are also working on? Because I know they're working on some sort of Star Wars thing after.
No. They're working on the new Star Wars trilogy, which I am so upset about. Yeah, so like...
Upset that they're working on it, or upset that it's just being made?
I'm upset that they're working on it, because I feel like Star Wars... I feel like they're going to play it safe and do, like, just the regular Star Wars formula. I would rather have a huge swing and a miss, like we got with the prequels, instead of just having the same thing over and over again, like, playing it safe. Like, I feel like Captain Marvel, for me, was like playing it safe. Also, the movie Solo played it safe. But like, you have The Last Jedi, which took a huge swing. Very divisive. People are like, oh, maybe I like it. Some people are like, I don't. But like, I would rather that than Solo, which was a very much of a like, meh movie. It was decent. It was just, man, like, no risks were taken in that entire movie. But I'm excited for The Mandalorian. Like, could it be the next? Could it be the next Game of Thrones? Maybe. All right. What do you? I'm saying, how big do you think? Yeah, because like, how big do you think the Star Wars fan base is versus the Game of Thrones fan base?
I'd say Star Wars is a bit bigger. Game of Thrones has a huge fan base.
Also, Game of Thrones is...
It's only had a huge fan base for the past year or so, though. That's the thing. It only got so
Game
much
of Thrones.
Hype. Yeah.
Well, for the past 2 years.
I think it's been... Yeah, I was going to say a couple
but
years.
But, like, Star Wars...
But also, Star Wars has been out
so
since
long.
The
80s.
Yeah.
Well, another problem with this is that it's only going to be... Well, for a while, because it's going to air on Disney+. So far, Disney Plus isn't going to release internationally like, for a little bit. So, like, Game of Thrones is
I think it'll still
worldwide. Where this
still, I think it'll put up.
It'll put
competition.
Will it put up
more numbers?
Will it put up Red Wedding numbers?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think so, honestly, but I don't know. Game of Thrones was just so big.
Maybe once it gets international, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it also depends how many people want to pay for Disney+. Plus.
Well,
I guess
it's only $7.
Plus HBO is paid for.
HBO is paid. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
It'll be interesting. I think it really matters, like,
just
what
how,
they do with it.
Yeah. How adult are they willing to go? Are they actually going to satisfy, like... Those fans.
Like, can we see a Leia Luke love scene? I'd like to see that. Like, you know what I mean? Sorry, Game of Thrones and incest. That's the only way they reach those numbers. That's what America wants to see, but no one wants to talk about.
Mickey. all right, so moving on from Disney, let's go to Netflix. So The Witcher is a video game series. Personally, I'm not a fan of the Witcher games. I've played the newer one.
I haven't played it.
So this one, the kicker with this is that Henry Cavill is going to lead. He has a terrible wig. It's all white. I don't know why. Yeah. It's his terrible white wig.
What is the Witcher the game? Like, what is it?
So the game is this guy who hunts monsters, and I think he's trying to find his daughter or something. I don't know.
So it's God of War.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's God of War.
Well, Witcher came first.
It's God of War.
I mean, so people will hold The Witcher as one of the... So I would have to agree that, like, because, like, I'm not a fan of the Witcher series, but, like, I can see that The Witcher 3 was an amazing game from a storytelling, or for not even from a storytelling standpoint. It was an amazing mechanical game because, like, there's more to do in it than there is to do in Skyrim. Which some people are still playing Skyrim.
That's a bold statement.
Some people,
that's over 600 hours.
I know.
Pure storyline.
Me still playing Skyrim. Witcher has more. Witcher 3 has more.
That's bold.
That's facts. That's factual. Because Witcher is all, like, they have, like, procedural AI. Like, some things have changed. Like, yeah, like, some things change based off of, like, what you've done in the past. And, like,
that's cool.
It's a livable world, The Witcher 3. It's a living world. But, like...
Does it have more than Simpson? That's up for debate.
I don't know, man.
Assassin's Creed?
Yeah.
Assassin's Creed? Odyssey is...
No, still. I mean, still, yeah. Assassin's Creed Odyssey has a lot, but, like, still nowhere near.
Skyrim.
Or The Witcher. Yeah. But, like, the thing about The Witcher is not so many people talk about the actual story itself. I don't know. I feel like they're just trying to grab those people who like the mechanics of the game and try and develop a better story. Because, like, the story is decent. It's just very forgettable. And it's like, eh. But, I mean... Can Henry Cavill pull an entire series by himself?
It's been done before.
Yeah. I mean, at least he can talk in his...
Robert Downey Jr.'s pulled the entire
No, series. But that's Robert
Downey Jr. On his back.
That's Robert Downey Jr.
But that's true.
He has a personality. Just yeah. Henry Cavill, I don't know.
Yeah, Henry Cavill just has the stale American accent.
RDJ was the single-handedly greatest casting decision in the history.
Yeah.
In history.
Have either of you seen A Man from U.N.C.L.E.?
No.
Yes.
You remember that?
That was, by the way, that was an amazing movie.
It was a great movie, but Henry Cavill, his accent in that
movie.
Which
one was he?
A Man from U.N.C.L.E.
I know, but there was two spies.
Was he the
Russian one or the American one?
He was the American. Because he had an American accent.
That guy?
Yes.
That guy was...
He talked like this.
It was, good movie. It was a good movie. He was alright.
Hello, my name is Henry Cavill, and I am an American man. You think I'm exaggerating? No, this sounds... He literally sounded like a robot.
It was pretty bad.
But at least he can talk in his regular... Come. Yeah, he can talk in his regular accent for The Witcher. Hopefully. I'm trying to make him sound an American.
When does this come out?
Again, it carries the tagline later this year. It might get pushed back to 2020, but...
That's 7 months away at that point.
Yeah.
6 months still, so...
So, I mean, it could be. But also on Netflix, I know you had mentioned The Chronicles of Narnia. Well, they're thinking about either... doing a Chronicles of Narnia TV show or movie series. We don't know which one. So how do you guys feel about the Chronicles of Narnia coming to Netflix?
Do you want to go first?
I'm happy with it. I mean, I remember reading the books and I loved the series.
Yeah.
The series was so good.
Did you read all of them? Really?
I read all of them.
Okay,
yeah, I have the whole set at home. I always prefer shows because you can go more in depth in detail. I don't know. There's so much you can do with the series. Like, movie, you can, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know, definitely sure. Prefer show.
Yeah. Did you watch the movies, at least, Mickey?
I think so, yeah.
Or all of them?
I don't know if I watched all of them, but I definitely watched, like...
The first one.
Yeah. Wasn't there three or four?
I think I might have watched. I don't remember.
I don't know.
Because I remember there was... The first one, which was The Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe.
That was the only one I enjoyed.
There was Prince Caspian, and then there was the Voyage of the Dawn Treader. There was three.
What was the first one?
The first Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Oh, I saw that one.
Yeah. So this one, I think, is going to... Because the books released out of order, I think, of, like, continuity. So there is a whole continuity. If you read it in order, it's kind of cool. But, like, reading it out of order is even better. Because like the first one, it's like the magicians of what was it, the magician?
It's something like that. I don't remember.
It's been so long. I remember it just had like trees, and the trees were the portals, and the kid was going back and forth to the portals, and then like there was this witch who got out, and she basically became the Ice Queen from the first movie. So very interesting. There's a lot of story there.
I'd like to see a TV series.
Yeah, I would
love
honest,
to because like. If Game of Thrones has shown us anything, it's like a TV series can be really captivating.
Exactly.
And you can make them movie quality. Like,
yeah.
In all fairness to Game of Thrones, each of these episodes have been high quality.
Yeah. Did any of you read or watch the Netflix series of Unfortunate Events?
I have not, no.
Okay.
Did you
read the books?
No.
No? Okay, I'm alone on this. So, I mean, it's really good. Who's Count Olaf? From How I Met Your Mother. Your forehead guy.
Neil Patrick
Harris. Yeah, Neil Patrick Harris. So,
why couldn't you say the only famous person?
Sorry. Neil Patrick Harris is in that. And also Patrick Warburton. He's like the narrator. The show is really... damn good.
I've heard good things.
Yeah, and it sticks to the book. So, like, the way that it stays faithful to the books is that it would be three books at a time. So I think there's 9 books. So, the first season took care of the first three, the second season, the second three, and then the third season will finish it out if it hasn't. I haven't watched the ending of the second season, but, like, it's really, really close to the books. I feel like if they did something similar where they did... I feel like they can do one season per book, and then skip over the. Would you want them to skip over the what we saw in the movies, or just retell it but but with what we know?
Retell.
Retell?
Yeah.
So new actors, new everything. Yeah. Retell it? I can see that working very well. Yeah.
I mean, retell it because I haven't seen it and I don't want to watch movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many episodes per season if they're doing a book?
They could do like 5-6 episodes per season. Just do like a lot of like minis.
I feel like 6 would be the minimum.
Yeah.
I mean, a 5-episode season's a little short.
Yeah. I mean, that's what they're going to do with like some of these Marvel shows that they're putting on Disney Plus. They're only going to do like 4-6 episodes. I don't think I've heard a Marvel show with over 6 episodes on Disney Plus. But yeah, I'm quite excited for that from Netflix. Now, their direct competitor, Amazon, they are hoping to get into the Game of Thrones thing with... they have plans for the Lord of the Rings prequel.
I'm so excited for that.
Okay.
No, because I hope it's for something, because they're spending like $1 billion or something on it, right? Which is crazy. Like, it better be good.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm excited.
Okay. Did you like The Hobbit?
It was enjoyable for like the audience it was for, you know, like I, as a normal viewer, I liked it. I read the book, it was fine.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, I read the books, I watched the movies. I thoroughly enjoyed every little, even though like The Hobbit was one short book stretched out over 3 movies. Yeah. I enjoyed every single second of The Hobbit.
Like, I thought Martin Freeman was really cute.
Yeah.
I think that was a good choice.
It was just really interesting, and I'm very excited for this prequel. Cuz it's coming out between The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings. So, apparently it's a new cast, like an entirely new cast, entirely new adventure, something that we haven't seen or read. So I am stoked.
Nikki, I don't know if you're gonna be mad or not.
You haven't seen, or there's a lot of people who haven't.
You're not a big Lord of the Rings person.
I haven't watched it.
You haven't seen it at all?
Mm-hmm.
Oh man.
My dad put on the first episode and I was like, I don't know how.
What's the first movie?
Was, first movie. Yeah.
It takes a lot to, I feel like in the beginning, it takes a lot to get into.
So, I mean, I'm going to have a lot of time coming up, and I'm going to try to get into, like, the things that I should have watched that I never have.
Yeah.
I think it's definitely worth.
Definitely be on my list. Yeah, because,
But Amazon is also doing Good Omens, which actually comes out next week on the 31st.
We have to talk about The Boys.
Well,
I'm sorry.
No, Good Omens, because this is coming out literally next week. or... the weekend. Anyway, it's coming out really soon, May 31st. So this one actually has really big stars in it with David Tennant from Doctor Who and Benedict Cumberbatch. Basically, it's about, it's almost the end of time. The Antichrist is about to be born, or is already born. So, these two, so a demon and an angel, David Tennant is playing the demon, are trying to find this kid to stop him from basically like ending everything, and also there's this impending war between heaven and hell. This looks crazy. Like, if you watch the trailer,
I think I've seen the trailer. Yeah,
It looks really like quirky and funny, and I don't know how they would do a second season, but like right now they're just calling it a mini series. But like, based off of the casting, how the story sounds, how like, where would you put this?
I love those two actors, so
yeah.
I would say I'm excited.
Oh yeah, Benedict Cumberbatch is Satan, by the way.
Oh,
which
nice.
Is hilarious.
Yeah, that's
cool.
That's just a little the looks, but now talking the list.
Yeah. I'm super excited.
Yeah. I'd say middle of the list. With what we've talked about today, like, middle of the list.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, we're back.
So,
middle to high of the list, like, there's what we've talked about today, like, I want to hear the rest of the shows.
Yeah.
But this, it sounds like it could be a really captivating idea for, like you said, a miniseries.
Yeah.
More than, like,
I hope that they continue on after, because, like, with the actors, it seems good. Like, Amazon has been recently really trying to, like, push their TV that's, like, better than Netflix, and in some ways, like, I've watched Hannah, it was like the show that's on Amazon right now. I'm watching that. And it's
Marvelous Miss Maisel. I love.
Yeah.
I love that show.
Sneaky Pete. I started watching Sneaky Pete. I am invested in that. I'm watching like episode by episode. It's really good. We'll talk about The Boys. So Mickey will shut up.
I haven't said anything, but
no, you have. But yeah, like Amazon. Oh, and The Tick. Like Amazon hasn't really had a major miss yet. I think Netflix has had like a lot of misses, like swings and misses. Amazon hasn't had like a really big miss. Like
I guess they never miss.
Yeah.
Shut up.
I hate you. So like The Grand Tour, like they have like show after show. The one with the guy off of The Office, Jack Ryan. Jack Ryan. Really good show. So that's why I'm like super excited for like all of these Amazon shows, and I think that they can really do Good Omens a
justice.
Yeah, I mean, they better do a good job on the Lord of the Rings while they're spending $1 billion.
Yeah. And then of course The Boys, we talked about it last week.
It deserves to be talked about twice.
Yes. So basically, Alicia, so The Boys is a show about this guy. This super, so like it's in the universe where superheroes are real. Superheroes might exist in our universe, who knows? But anyway, this guy, his girlfriend is killed by a superhero, and he wants to seek revenge, and he teams up with Carl Urban to...
Fantastic job, by the way.
Yeah, to fight the superheroes, and you figure out the superheroes are like actually like dickheads. And they've been putting on this facade of being like these really cool, good people. And there's also like these government conspiracies surrounding like the money and behind superheroism and like theme parks and all that stuff. But like it's a really good show. It's almost like a commentary on like Hollywood, for the most part.
And it's kind of like a knockoff of Watchmen.
Yeah,
I feel like that's a first.
I think it's a more political Watchmen, like not political, but more, like I said,
politics are an underlying theme of the whole show.
Yeah,
it's cool because it's like the dirty side of the superhero business.
Yeah,
that no one talks about, which is like
it's already out.
No, okay. So we saw an early view. We had an early view.
Like a very early.
This thing doesn't
like
come out
until
July, yeah. And we're hammering for another episode. It was really good.
We saw the first episode. And it's been the
it's
only
worth
thing.
Watching
it's been the only thing on my mind now for 3 weeks. The day before Endgame.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Endgame is kind of come and gone.
Yeah.
Battle of Winterfell has come and gone.
No, we saw it after Endgame.
No, before.
Okay.
That was the day before.
Okay.
We saw it. Anyway. Point being, it's really good. Like, we're both
super excited. We got a hat, and every morning I wake up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I look at the hat on the wall, because I have it in there on my wall, and I look at it, I'm like, damn, why can't that show come out right now?
That's my number one on the list.
Yeah.
Even with the Game of Thrones prequels, like, I love Game of Thrones.
You're setting expectations very high, so.
But we've seen the first episode already. Uh-huh. So this is like, and normally pilots aren't like...
Really good.
Yeah. This is the first pilot I've seen.
That's interesting.
Left.
I always tell people to never judge a show off their pilot.
Yeah.
Because
it sets up so much. Like,
it's so promising. It's really promising right now.
There's two very, very simple plots in it that they set up that can just go on and go on. And I am very excited for this.
I really hope, like, the first episode was a good indication, because if it wasn't, I'm just going to be really disappointed. But that's gonna be my void filler.
Okay, what, The Boys?
Yeah,
okay.
Because that comes out not too long after.
Yeah.
Granted,
you said in June?
July.
Yeah.
But that's like 2 months away
at
this point.
Yeah.
That's not too bad. When you go to Drexel, 2 months is like nothing.
Alright, so the last thing on the list is something not too many people know about it. I don't even know. When I'm researching this, first time I ever heard about it, The King Killer Chronicles. It was a book series not so long ago. Basically, the main character is a musician / like assassin. I don't know. It seems really weird. It's gonna be on Showtime. The only thing that made me excited is that Sam Raimi, who did the first three Spider-Man movies, is directing this, is expected to direct this. That's the only, and it's a fantasy, apparently the book is kind of a little bit more adult, so it could be like a literal direct fill-in for Game of Thrones. It could dethrone even the spin-offs that they're doing. It could. It could.
Let's.
But it's Ezo. It's Sam Raimi though.
But Game of Thrones. This is like the whole Samsung and Apple argument. Like,
hold on.
Samsung might have the best camera in the business, but it's not Apple.
But it's Sam Raimi.
I did love the first three Spider-Mans. Spider-Man 2 was like my favorite movie ever.
Spider-Man 2 is one of, in my opinion, Spider-Man 2 is the best superhero movie to date. Because it.
I actually agree.
Literally,
yeah.
When I was a kid, I watched Spider-Man 2, and if you look at that, the amount of, like,
it's the perfect superhero movie.
Yeah, the amount of screen on time where we actually see Spider-Man and there's action is very little in that movie. And as a child, I was still invested in that long movie, and there's barely any Spider-Man in it. It really focused on Peter Parker. But, like, that to date is still the best superhero movie, even though the Dark Knight trilogy is, like, the best trilogy. Arguably,
it's gonna be interesting.
Yeah,
I'll give it a shot.
Yeah,
I wish it was called like Kingslayer and Jamie Lannister.
What is that?
I wish it was called Kingslayer and had Jamie Lannister in it. But other than that,
yeah,
yeah.
Apparently, music is gonna be a big. It's gonna play a big part in it as well.
Okay, depending on what kind of music.
Yeah. Hold on, do
may
you
or
want
may
this,
not be interested.
Do you want this to be Game of Thrones? So, have you seen The Baby Driver? Have either of you seen
yes.
Baby Driver?
Great movie.
Have you seen Baby Driver, Mickey?
Unfortunately, no.
Okay, so Baby Driver was set to music to the point to where, like, the different actions and everything were, like, all, like, it was almost like the movie was, it was like a heist movie,
okay.
Musical kind of. All of it was, like, it followed the music so well. It was like a dance. Like, he was driving, of course, with, like, CGI and, like, you know, stunts, but, like, it was a really cool movie, really well thought out. Yeah. Would you want to see Game of Thrones set to music? Everyone swinging their swords to music or whatever.
No.
No?
I mean, it doesn't work for like Game of Thrones. I mean, but also the Game of Thrones soundtrack.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
But it's not like the same.
Yeah.
You know.
So you think it wouldn't work if, like, it was exactly that? Just Baby Driver by Game of Thrones?
I mean, I could still watch it. I'm still a loyal fan.
Yeah.
I don't know if that would work out.
Okay.
If it was through the fire and the flames, like, just for the battle scenes. Just, like, that high intensity.
Yeah. And it was just... And
everyone swings, like, half a second, like...
Yeah.
I mean, it's possible.
Yeah.
Should it happen? Absolutely not. But.
You mean you don't want Sam Smith to sing over a battle and everyone's dancing and sword fighting?
That's
kind
exactly
of what we got. But like,
that's exactly what I mean.
You don't
it'll
want,
be. I mean, it'll be interesting.
Okay. Okay.
That's my final take.
That's your final take?
Interesting.
All right. So that's the whole list of shows coming out. There's probably a lot more out there, but what are some that you all know? Do you guys have any shows that you can think of?
Let the guest go first.
I feel like this isn't new, but Westworld, I feel like that's HBO's like new Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
You know? Everyone, I loved Westworld.
So you feel like everyone's going to move over to Westworld?
I feel like
for HBO,
I think Westworld is my second favorite show on it. So
okay.
Yeah.
Because season one got, like, huge hype.
I loved season one. Season
yeah.
two was, like, I mean, I still liked it.
Yeah. Did it change? Because I haven't, so I didn't finish season one of Westworld.
You didn't finish it?
I'm sorry.
No. What?
There was a lot on at that point.
Yeah.
Still is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But didn't it change, like, its story? Or, like, the setting?
Oh, yeah. I mean, season two is very different. I don't want to spoil it.
Okay, yeah,
you
yeah.
should definitely watch it. But I felt like, when did that come out? Like, a few years ago? I think that's when also HBO realized that Game of Thrones was ending.
Mm-hmm.
That's when they realized that they gotta create, like, new hype for this new show.
Yeah.
And I think they did that with Westworld.
Do you think that it's still gonna be overshadowed by other things like Watchmen? Or do you think that they'll put in really good time? Because season two is done, right?
Yeah, season
yeah.
two is done.
So
I don't know even when season three comes out.
Yeah.
Because it came out, I feel like, it's been over a year, I feel like, since season two. I don't know.
did it end on a completion note to where, like, they could end it?
It was very open. No.
Oh, it was open ended.
I mean, yeah, I think it was open ended.
Okay.
Like, I'm pretty sure season 3 was confirmed.
Yeah.
But I have to double check on that.
Okay.
But I don't know if it. I feel like it would still get more hype than Watchmen, just because Watchmen. I feel like people are. I'm done with action movies, honestly. I'm done with, like, superheroes.
Yeah. Okay, so you're.
I know,
like,
not a lot of people.
I don't know if that's.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
A lot
yeah.
of people aren't like that, but I kind of am.
Okay.
Just, I'm so over, like, the hype of
yeah.
Avengers and all.
Now, is it...
But I did like the Watchmen movie, so I will still watch this Watchmen show.
Yeah.
But...
Now, is it action, or is it specifically superhero action?
Specifically superhero action,
okay.
yeah.
Okay. So, if Watchmen, the series, is more of a political drama...
I would definitely like that more.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think the voice might change your mind, to be honest. Well, I know I'm hyping it up, but there's a... Like, I don't normally hype up shows. This
yeah.
is something that just really struck a chord with me.
It wasn't an action show as well. It was
no,
like,
there was a lot of.
It was a political
it's
comedy.
Okay.
Yeah,
it was like
Veep. Veep.
Yeah.
Veep.
I
oh
love
my
Veep.
God. Yes.
Yeah, it was like Veep, but with superheroes.
I
forget
I tried
the...
to put out the fire, and I turn around, and the fucking fire truck's on fire. Like, that show is so good.
Did you see the finale?
No. I watched it with my parents actually, because my mom loves. Julie Louis-Dreyfus.
Yeah.
And we were watching the last season, and it was so, like, crude right off the bat that my mom kind of got turned off by it. And then she said she finished it, and she loved it, and I was like, without me, really? So I have to finish it, but, like, I think I'm, like, an episode to the last season.
Okay.
But I love that show. There was, like, not a second I was like, like, no.
Yeah.
The writing
was
so
hilarious.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys want that... But with superheroes, and that's what The Boys is.
Exactly.
So,
that's
I can
love.
Accept that. Yeah,
okay.
I would definitely
yeah.
be on board with that.
Okay, cool.
So, yeah, so.
Because I like Boys. Good characters, I like funny shows.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I was kind of over, like, Avengers and all, just because I didn't find it that funny, honestly.
Yeah.
And I guess once it's the same characters for 11 years now,
yeah,
you're going to get tired of
yeah.
it. But, like.
Well, I think it depends on how the characters are written, you know? Like, I'm not done with the I would say that, like, with the books and the show, like, I would still love to see everything play out more. But
personally, I'm feeling Game of Thrones fatigue.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
This season isn't doing it justice.
Yeah. Definitely.
I'm not feeling. You also skipped a season or two, didn't you?
So yeah. No, I'm catching up. I'm literally like a few episodes. I think I have 2 episodes left of season 7. So I'm almost fully
oh, okay,
caught up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Almost. You got time before tonight.
Yeah, I'm almost fully caught up.
Yeah, literally. You literally have time.
Just enough.
Seriously.
Yeah. But anyway, like, I feel I'm feeling fantasy fatigue at this point. Because I've also watched a
really?
Lot of... I've been watching... Alright, so let's I've been watching a lot of TV. Like...
Instead of going to class.
I go to class. I'm not like you, Mickey...
I just dropped my classes.
Yeah,
you
but
can't
like
miss class if you don't have it.
No, I go to class and watch fantasy shows in class. But no, so like I was watching The Magicians, which is basically grown up Harry Potter.
Okay.
Harry Potter. I feel like we've like The Hobbit still feels kind of fresh for the most part. Like I feel like we've been getting a lot of fantasy here recently. I watched Vikings. Vikings was. Pretty recent.
I heard it was good.
Yeah, it was really good. And then what else? Like, there's a lot of like you can just pull like a lot of like fantasy out of the air, and I feel like I'm actually hitting that like fatigue of fantasy as well. Like, all of it is starting to run together, and feel the same. Like, oh, there's a dragon, check. There's a sword fight, another one. Ah, check. Someone gets overthrown. What? Check. Like, it just feels like it's checking off boxes now. Like Game of Thrones does. Like, I think that's why Game of Thrones was such a catch, was because like it threw.
It was more than just fantasy.
Yeah, it was a lot more.
So, really good storytelling. I don't.
Yeah.
Like I feel like it's kind of hard to pinpoint what got everyone so hooked because I feel like it's a mixture of things.
Yeah.
It was their formula. They did it really well, and you can't really copycat that.
Yeah.
To their success.
Yeah. I still think that both of you guys are watching Magicians. That show is...
I heard it's good. Yeah, my brother watches.
So
I haven't started
good.
Yet.
Also, I think, just prefacing it all before you go in, the last episode, or the last season just ended. Not the last season of the show. I wish it was the last season of the show. it ended so well this past season. Ah, why couldn't they just stopped it? Just, like, ended it. But, you know, of course they have to milk a cow until it dies. Simpsons is a...
Simpsons is still kind of...
Oh my God, that thing is still going on.
Yeah, it's impressive. It's really impressive.
But yeah, I feel like it's going to get beaten into the ground. But watch Magicians. If you want to end, I think it was season 4. If you guys want to stop after season 4, I might not watch next season.
Something I'm really excited for is a Netflix series called Peaky Blinders. I don't know if you've heard of it.
Yeah, well, our Irish friends have been killing me to watch it, so...
It's 4 seasons, each is 6 episodes long. You could do it in a day. Literally, in a single day. So good. It's just so funny. It's like, I don't know how to...
Wait, it's set in Ireland? Is that it?
It's set in England. Oh, okay. During, like, the, like, early 1900s. It's, like, right after World War One. That's the character, like, the main character is a World War One veteran. And he comes back, and, like, his family is a mafia. And then they start to rise through the ranks because they like, start doing horse racing and all that. And then it's, like, their story of coming to power as a family, like, mafia. And it's really, it's fun to watch.
Yeah.
It's like, it's a fun adult series.
Yeah. So what have you been watching other than Game of Thrones? Or have you been watching anything other than Game of Thrones?
What did I just finished season 1 of True Detective. I really liked True Detective so far. I think it's interesting how each season changes stories. I think that's a good idea. Because like what you said, like shows need to know when to end. And I understand like wanting to milk it out, but... As a viewer, it's, like, annoying. So, it's interesting to see, like, a fresh new story each season. I think Fargo does that, too. I only saw the first episode, or first season of Fargo, which is really good. I love Fargo. Besides that, I haven't really been watching too much. I've been busy with work.
Yeah.
You can't relate.
Oh, no. Sadly, I can't relate because I'm in classes and I don't co-op. But, yeah. I'm going to start True Detective here soon. But
going, worth a watch.
Yeah, but going off of that, like, for upcoming things as well, we got the first trailer for the new season of, what's the show? The anthology show. Horror Technology. Black Mirror.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that looks...
The trailer looked good. Promising.
It's been a good series at this point. I don't really see
how Falcon in it.
I don't see how they can mess it up.
Yeah.
There's only 3 episodes this season, which is interesting.
Yeah. It's got Miley Cyrus in it.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Is each episode going to be like Bandersnatch?
I hope not.
You know, 16 hours to spend.
No.
Someone was telling me they literally spent 16 hours going through every possible scenario.
Oh my god.
It was me.
You and Owen, I think.
Okay, yeah.
Did you really? You went through every possible...
I don't know. I don't know if I went through every... And that still gets me about that show. And that's why I don't want any more of that. I want to
just show us that we have 4 endings, please. Like,
yeah. Like, I was... Because someone said, oh, if you do something else, like, in a loop, eventually, like, it'll loop back around and there'll be, like, something different. No. I've done everything looping. Nothing's happened. No, it's fucking terrible.
You're just sitting there 3 days later.
No, you remember when you could... put in the phone number. I started just putting in random numbers. I was like, what if I put in like some other number?
Did you put in your own number?
There's not enough spaces. But like, I would start putting in random numbers to see what I get. What?
I think I missed that part.
Yeah, you can.
I remember that part.
You can call you can call your therapist or whatever you're trying to call her.
I watched it with you.
No, you didn't watch all of it with me.
All 16 hours.
We watched an episode with you.
Yeah. You watched one of the loops with me.
We watched 2 of the loops with you. I didn't see that.
Yeah, basically you could have like called the therapist and there's like you could enter in the numbers. Yo, I just sat there for hours just entering in different numbers, seeing what I would get, and then I'll loop back around. Enter in different numbers. Yo, I was so obsessed with that, and I don't want that anymore. I can't
have
that.
It's over so many people's lives.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's still some people that's going through Bandersnatch. I need to find everything. But yeah, so is that an episode? Alright, so yes, that's the episode.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So,
we got a lot of new shows coming up. We're all excited for, like, quite a few of them. Yeah. And new seasons of shows we've been watching, basically.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones tonight.
Game of Thrones is coming to an end.
Yeah. We'll most definitely talk about that.
On the next episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, follow the show. We're now on... We're starting on Anchor. We're on Spotify. Still not Apple Music just yet. Stitcher, a few other podcast listening places. So yeah, so just keep up with us, stay subscribed. I should be making an Instagram page here soon and a Twitter page for the show, so keep a lookout for that. And yeah, thank you guys for listening.